Dave Archer joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, getting ready for Falcons Bucks coming up on Sunday. It sounds like he's doing better. That is Troy Andersen. Hopefully he can practice throughout the week and be back out on the field on Sunday. How much of a difference would he make to be in the middle of this defense against the Bucks?
Well, he's a bigger linebacker, Andy, and so I've talked a little bit about that with you guys on the show. There's a degree of stack and shed that the linebacker has to have still in this era. When I played, there were a lot of big linebackers, and you ran the football, and they would step in and they'd take on guards head to head. Then they'd try to shed them and make the play. But what they were doing was building a roadblock for backs, so they didn't have a clean run through your front seven. I think you get a little bit of running around blocks and stuff like, because Caden Ellis is so quick and fast, he creates problems with his ability to run by blockers, but sometimes he runs himself out of the play. Nate Landman is a little bit more of a stack and shed guy, and I think Troy Andersen, with his size at 245 pounds, he's another one of those kind of guys that can take on blocks and maybe create some roadblocks so you don't have those clear runs through the defense. That would be what he would bring to the table for me.
Arch, one of the things I've found interesting as we've gone through the course of the season has been the running back workload. And I thought we had maybe slid towards a little bit more shared workload with, yes, a hot hand maybe carrying a couple extra times. But this past week against Seattle, Tyler Allgeier was back down to five carries. Were you a little surprised maybe that they didn't continue to share the workload a little bit more like they had in previous weeks?
Well, I think some of it, Abe, is where you got to in the game. You're playing catch-up the entire game. And when you got into the second half, it even felt more so that way. Now, Atlanta ran, 71 plays to the 56 plays of Seattle. But you felt like you were trying to catch up the whole time. And did you get away from the run game? Maybe a little bit in the second half. I mean, Bijan was seeing things and running the ball. And he was really our most explosive player on the offensive side of the ball. So you hate to take the ball out of his hands. Tyler came in and did a nice job, I think, at 35, 36 yards rushing on five carries. That's 7 yards a pop. So it's not like he wasn't doing something. But I think you felt like you needed to throw the football. You needed to get back in the game. You needed some explosive plays. And I think we got away from the run game a little bit. Bijan got the main bulk of the carries. Does that change this week? I think they do still, like you're talking about, ride the hot hand. But you were looking for explosives, and I think Bijan gives you the best opportunity to do that in the run game. But I think we probably got in a mode where we felt like we were playing catch-up and maybe we tried to throw the football a little bit too much last week.
This is pure speculation, but it's more popular in the NFL now than it had been in years past as far as teams trying to address a need or two before the trade deadline. A couple weeks away, you think the Falcons are active trying to add something before November 5th?
Well, I know they're active, Andy. Now, whether that ends up being a player or not, I mean, obviously we're going to have to wait and see. But I think that there's no question in talking to Terry and talking to Raheem that they're actively looking. You know, there was some conversation about Hassan Reddick, and I'm not talking about from the Falcons, but I know on you guys' shows and stuff like that about Reddick being one of those kind of guys that may be available because of the discord between he and the Jets since he's gotten a deal done, I guess, or at least in the process of getting something done. There were some things attached to him that made it difficult to make that deal, even if he wanted to. I mean, Philly put in that if the Jets were going to trade him in the NFC, that the Jets would have to give up a second-round draft pick to do that. And so there was a lot of stuff that just didn't work. You know, they're not going to want to give up a second-round pick. They're going to get one back, and they're going to have to give it to Philly. You know, it's just one of those kind of deals. So that kind of maybe took him out of the box for a lot of teams, not just Atlanta. But I do think they're actively looking. Now, whether something comes together or not, be prepared to see Damon Harris a little bit more on the field. I thought he was pretty active in this game. And I know you guys are talking real quickly. I know you guys got to get a break. But I know you guys are talking about pressure on Geno Smith. I went back and charted the first half. Mm-hmm. He was credited for 19 throws. I think he was 15 and 19, so a pretty good first half from a statistical standpoint. But on the 20, he was correct. There was 22 attempts. He got sacked on one. I think two were nullified by penalties. But of the 22 snaps he took to throw the football, he was pressured on 11 of those.
Okay.
And six of those were quick throws that he got out of his hand, like a quick throws, you know, quick outs, hitches, things like that. He was pressured on 50% of his throws. So to say that they're not getting after the quarterback, they're not sacking him, but they're around him. He got forced out of the pocket, I don't know, four or five times in the first half because of pressure. Now, do you need a better job of rushing him and keeping him in? Sure, and that'll be something you'll have to do with Baker here. But Damon Harris is a guy that showed up. He had a pretty good training camp, a guy that can rush the passer a little bit, and I know he's been kind of laying in the weeds on the practice squad. If he gets a chance to be in there, he's a guy that can pressure the quarterback that might be maybe a hidden guy there that helps out.